one I got to see.
It's 8:30. We're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization.
Shouldn't be too late.
I was wondering how long you're going to be in here. Are we going
to... How loud are you going to be?
Not too loud. Screw guys.
Close the door. It probably won't bother us.
Yeah. If we do,
we will probably be 2 hours today. I don't think we'll be much over that. So
try to be quiet.
Yeah. And donuts and coffee help offset if you are.
All right.
Okay, 8:31, we're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Anderson, Gronewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, Barnard, and let the record show the paper was late. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
That's a case where not at all is better than late.
Yeah.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Seconded
by Fleece.
Morning, Terry.
Discussion. Vote.
Uh-oh.
Something working. How are you, Terry? Seven zero. Approve or disapprove previous minutes?
I move we approve previous minutes as circulated.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to equalization. Just so everyone's aware, I had a discussion with Patty. We have been in our planning meetings for 3 to 5 years. We have talked about moving planning and zoning up to the assessor's office. We feel it would be more inaccurate where they're setting valuations, assessing property. We've just started the preliminary discussions of moving P&Z over to there, so when somebody comes in for an application, the Patty's office is aware of it. She has people out in the field that could be aware of new construction, whatever it may be, irrigation, whatever level it could be. So Patty has some questions, and I know this board has had discussions on it, and it's not going to be an easy transition if we do go that route, but if anyone wants to jump in, they're welcome to. Danny, I know you've discussed a little bit about that in the past. And
I think it just would be so much more appropriate to have it in that office where we're dealing with property. We put it all together. Putting it out under the highway department has been convenient for years, but I really think it would be more appropriate. I think probably our Planning and Zoning Commission would be more comfortable having that done. So I would personally be in favor, as long as we can get all the X's and O's and everything done, to be able to get it done, get the budget rearranged so that we can do that. But I would personally be in favor.
Okay. Patty?
Just basically, I guess I have a lot of questions about it, and there's a lot more to it than I think, you know. I just need to know what we're dealing with, what we're talking about. There's just, you know, so that's my main thing.
Gary?
I guess everything set aside, that office is busy, and I would say that, as in any office, if we was going to add it to either Don's or Patty's or somebody else, I think maybe given some time and circumstances, maybe things would change. But I think that's a pretty good load to put on any other office, in my mind. I think I'm taking your side on that, Patty. I think that's a lot of... But I think maybe with some time and some different circumstances, maybe a lot of things could look different in 6 months. So that's all I've got.
Like I said, I just like to know a lot more about it, and, you know, what we've got to do as far as training or what, you know.
It's just preliminary. I mean, we've had this
discussion,
Matt, Dave, Shirley, Ron, all of us, you know, at some point have had the discussion.
I think there are models. Other counties are doing it. And I think if we take the models, we study it, we look at how it was implemented, how it's being implemented, sit down and work through that. Hopefully then it would be a supervisory type situation as far as you would be concerned, but not, you know, a whole lot different as far as operation, because of the board that we have right now. So.
Another thing is I've got a couple people that are probably heading towards retirement at some point in time. So we'd want to be careful not to, you know, get them trained or do something and then a year or two later not, you know. So, and I don't know where that's at for sure, but, you know, that could be a situation too.
When I looked at our planning session of 4 years ago, that was listed as a priority. And I was reviewing some of the planning sessions we had, some of the board goals, and that was listed on two of the planning sessions of the records I had, Gary.
I guess it goes back. We had one time talked about combining registered deeds with Patty's office, too, because that's one I think is really prevalent. But if you talk to our registered deeds, who's done a fine job. But, I mean, it's just a lot of this stuff will be discussions, I think.
And a lot of them are discussions. The Register of Deeds now would be 4 years away because she
right.
was just reelected. So, I mean, if you had that discussion now, Dave?
My thought would be on the P&Z that it could be an say if it were moved to the assessor's office, it could be divided between a couple of people pretty easily. I think if the lister, the person who's out in the area picking up properties, we're trained that part of that duty could go there, and then part of the duty could go to one of the staff members. It wouldn't have to be dumped on Patty, let's say, for her same salary of elected pay. I would assume that if we're paying X dollars extra, wherever it is now, that amount of money or some similar amount would be transferred so that there's some incentive for the people to pick up the extra work. But we've heard that it's perhaps as little as 20% of one person's time.
Well, we were told it was 20% when they wanted to, how busy they were, until we talked about moving it, and then it went down to 5%.
Yeah, and so it's probably somewhere in that range. But so it obviously is extra duty for someone, but I would think it could be divided between, you know, maybe one of the more aggressive staff people, the clerical in-house, plus the lister, and maybe each could benefit and improve their situation salary-wise. So that could easily be done. And the Register of Deeds thing is another question. We're 4 years down the road. You know, none of us really wanted to get into that. But if we're really serious about some sort of consolidation, that is an option, I think, even in a county our size. I know a lot of smaller counties have done it, and it would be maybe a little more troublesome in our size of county, but could be done.
Gary?
One more thought, I guess, and maybe, I don't know if Danny who brought up about splitting it up. With titling going down there, maybe the applications could be made with our clerk and with the evaluation, because you used Marshall and Swift on that, wouldn't you? Right now it's set up, if I remember correctly, just so much a square feet, and I think there can be a much more accurate on the building permit if they're allowed to use Marshall and Swift. Maybe the application process could start with our clerk's office, since titling is gone, and then proceed down the hall for the valuation at the assessor's office. So maybe it could be split and then kind of a combination between the two. That way it wouldn't be one full load on either office.
At one time, I met with the planning and zoning, and I don't know, I think was Jim Stanishek on it at one time? Because we talked about permits being filed that were pretty much undervalued of what the houses were being built for. At that point in time, we were talking at least $125 a square foot for an average home. So some of the permits that I think are coming through my office are probably too low.
That isn't just on homes. That's on shops. And
yeah, right.
Some of the shops that are being built are about like a new home.
Yeah. So, you know, that would be the thing that you'd have. Of course, right now in this economy, who knows what. We're having a heck of a time. I mean, especially in small towns, because properties are just selling all over the board. You know, especially in our area, Rex, you know, where that's, I mean, we have ranch-style houses that are selling for $20, $54. Then all of a sudden you pop in
homes.
And have one at 119. So,
it's unreal.
Yeah.
Dave.
Well, I think she hit the nail on the head as a specific how that might be a better situation for P&Z is that right now it's really kind of a voluntary, was it $3 per thousand or something is the fee rate, and it's kind of voluntary. You give them a number, and if they challenge it, you know, they would say, gee, Highway Department, who are you to challenge our values? Where if the assessor had it, you know, they're the ones setting the taxes. Who else is better qualified to set the most likely value of it? So
I'm glad you guys are here today, because this is a discussion that starts with this board, but will be finished with that board. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's good to have the discussion and the planning on the table. It's always good to look at these situations and analyze them and see where we can best serve the people of this county and do our business more effectively and do it in a reasonable way. And I think we need to study it. I think we need to do it.
Any more towards that?
One-stop shopping.
Patty, what else?
That's basically, I don't have anything. We're just starting to look at the stats for the next year, the new year coming. So once we bill, then we go directly into, I can tell you again, Agland's pretty strong. Valuations and so forth. Small towns are just like I said. This is a new territory for a lot of us, just because there's homes that maybe people need to just get away from because they've lost jobs, you know, and so they're selling them for a lot cheaper. Like in Wayne, where I just, they're all over the place. So we're going to review all those, try to build a model and try to figure out, you know, what's the best thing to go, especially down south, you know, up north, Cortland and some of those I think are holding a little bit better, but... it's just, like I said, all over the place. So it's hard to know what you consider a good sale, a distressed sale, or a bad sale. So those are some challenging things that we have to deal with, because...
I'm going to go on to my economic development spiel, and a lot of you have heard it. To me, when we choose not to invest in our smaller communities with any form of economic development... A business of 5 to 20 employees in a small community such as Wymore helps keep the fire department strong, the housing valuation strong, people reinvesting in their homes, keeps the school district solvent. When you choose not to put those infrastructures back, they're going to be subsidized by somewhere else in the county. We are going to subsidize for those areas where the valuations are going down, because in one aspect we have failed on spreading economic development. Maybe not failed, because it has been a tough time, but we do need to look into the smaller communities of trying to get mom-and-pop businesses strong and growing. And I know Gary has a strong interest in economic development. I believe everyone coming on has a strong interest in economic development. Yeah. And there's a challenge for us right there.
Well, I think that you just made the point very clearly for the reason why this county can't divorce themselves from the economic development funding and the economic development planning in this county. They're part of it. It's not just the city of Beatrice. It is the entire county. It's Odell, it's Wymore, it's Barnston, it's Adams, it's Cortland, it's Claytonia. And all of these places are part of our county, and that's why this county board and our budget needs to be part of economic development.
Matt may not want me to touch on it, but Matt has been working on an economic development model that there is some real strong merits to, and we need to look at it down the road again. It will not be this board that does it. It'll be the incoming board. But he has some very good ideas, some very good concepts, and I appreciated you sharing that with me. Anything else? Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:00.